I'm diving deep into the real estate market. No, I'm not becoming a realtor. I don't want to do that. But I am going to focus on helping realtors, real estate agents, loan officers, but primarily the realtors. And this I'm realizing this opportunity's been in front of me for a long time. I'm not a realtor myself, but I'm around many of them because my brother and one of my friends is a realtor, and they started as appraisers, but now they've moved into real estate and they have broker licenses, and I know another lender. So I've helped them do some of their work. I've been around them a lot, so I've seen some of the internal struggles that they face inside their company as they've been building it. And I've been trying to work with local business and help, you know, things like gyms and all that type of stuff. But then I was thinking, well, you know, if I just help the realtors, I could help them at a higher level. I could get more in there and make a bigger impact than just, oh, here, run an ad like this. But I actually know the ins and outs of what the real estate agents are facing. And then if other businesses on the side come and, you know, they'll see what I'm doing for the realtors, and if they ask me for help, I'll be able to refer them to someone that's good in their area. So that's fine. It's not really like I'm missing out on an opportunity there. But I'll be able to help the realtors way more. So I think it's a win-win here. I'll be able to focus my energy more. And sometimes when I put up a strategy on how to do something, I'm always very general about it, like, oh, retarget like this. And, you know, I could say it and it's just very plain. But sometimes what you have to realize is people don't have imagination. It's sad but true. This is how our brains work. They can't picture how they're going to use it in their own business. They think, oh, retargeting, it's just kind of like, or I try to break it down sometimes where I say, oh, it's like an episode of Lost, and you watch episode 1, 2, and 3, but they can't apply it within whatever business they're in as they kind of write it off. But now I'm going to be working specifically with just realtors. I could give specific examples on how to follow up in a sequence where first you might introduce yourself, you set up some expectations, and then you follow up, like, say, things that are happening in the town where the homes listings are, or interesting history of the city. And you could do this with your email or your retargeting, but I'll be able to use those specific examples, so no imagination required. So I'm giving an exact example right there. So that's one way. And I already know lots of the meme accounts and Instagram stuff that they follow, and I kind of get the jokes because I've seen what's going on in, say, like, my brother's business. And yeah, and I could help a lot more. It just comes down, I know some of the CRMs and tools that they need to be using or could be using, so maybe teach them how to use some of them, how to tie them into their marketing. But you might be thinking, well, why are you going to focus on real estate? You're not a realtor. Well, I'm just going to focus on the strategies to bring the traffic for them to be able to do their follow-up, and then show the tools available to do the follow-ups. The follow-up stuff is all them. I have no business in that. But I could show them, you know, how to handle objections, or how to avoid some of the clients that they get sometimes. Sometimes a lot of what I'm hearing from the realtors is, oh, we're getting these people that aren't qualified. They just have bad credit, or they don't have enough money, unrealistic expectations. Well, I could show them strategies you could use to put out content and ads and emails in order to be educating your customers or prospects, so that when they're ready to make a move, they're going to know what's going on and what to expect. So that's like one big way I could help them, you know, right there. I'll be able to help them brand themselves as agents within a specific type of space or area. and then help them come up with content and what type of things to be putting out so that people will never ask them to give them a discount or why they charge so much. Because that's another one I'm hearing from them is that people complain, why do agents make so much? The commission is so high. I want to pay less percentage. Well, if you provide them so much value up front with content that's useful to them, that's going to help you avoid those types of people. You know, if someone's been helping you realize and understand things you had no idea about, and then you're going to go work with them, are you really going to go in and ask, well, give me a discount? Most likely not. So that's one way to look at that one. So yeah, so going deeper into real estate, and then I come up with the Instagram and all that stuff. So, you know, just kind of wanted to share this one and you know, watch out for the real estate stuff. All right, thanks for listening.